Radio Prague News.
The Minister of Health has signed a memorandum with the Czech Doctors Union to avert a mass walkout of hospital doctors. Police are charging 54 people with manipulating public tenders in the Ministry of Defense during the years 2005 to 2007. And the parliamentary parties have agreed on certain aspects of potential direct election of the president. Health Minister Leoš Heger and the Czech Doctors Union head Martin Engel have signed a joint memorandum to avert a mass walkout of disgruntled hospital doctors. Mr. Heger said that the agreement meant a reconciliation in which both sides could say that they had made concessions. Mr. Engel has called on the 3,800 protesting doctors to withdraw their notices of resignation. Depending on their education and expertise, doctors are to receive 5,000 to 8,000 crowns more per month through a change in the base pay. By 2013, their average pay is to be 1.5 to 3 times higher than the average national salary, as they demanded. Roughly 2 billion crowns intended for salaries are to be transferred to hospitals immediately. The anti-corruption department of the police is charging 54 people with manipulating public tenders in the Ministry of Defense during the years 2005 to 2007. According to police spokesman Roman Škrepek, it is the most extensive case in the department's history. 36 of the suspects are under investigation for abuse of power, fraud, and bribery. Another 18 are being charged with criminal conspiracy. The police say tacit partnerships were formed based on business and personal contacts with persons inside and out of the Ministry of Defense, who then coordinated tenders for pre-selected businesses. If convicted, the suspects face up to 10 years imprisonment. The governing coalition parties and the Social Democrats have agreed on certain aspects of potential direct election of the president. Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil told reporters on Thursday that a major barrier in the debate had fallen when the Social Democratic Party withdrew its demand for the possibility of dismissing the head of state through a plebiscite or general referendum. Further discussions will involve the possibility of impeachment, leaving the Constitutional Court to rule on any constitutional infractions committed by a directly elected president when both houses of parliament ask it to do so. The Czech head of state is currently elected by parliament. The Top 09 party is demanding the resignation of a communist MP who extolled the work of communist-era border guards in parliament. Top 09 says that the head of the Communist Party's Prague branch, Marta Semelova, violated her oath of office by showing a disregard for human rights in her response to a debate over the recognition of the anti-communist resistance. Ms. Semelova said that it was border guards who ensured peace in the face of heavily armed border violators. She has said she would not resign and that her words were true. Nearly 300 people died trying to cross the Czechoslovak border during the four decades of communism, and roughly 50 border guards were killed during that time. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be cloudy, with a chance of snow and rain, and daytime temperatures hovering around the freezing point. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.